Right now, a 7-member committee appointed by the governor is responsible for vetting state school board candidates. That group sends its nominations to the governor, who then selects 2 candidates for each position. House Bill 59, sponsored by State Representative Jim Nielsen, would get rid of that committee and the governor's role in the process. Nielsen's bill calls for a direct, nonpartisan election in conjunction with nonpartisan municipal races.
I will always trust the voters before I will trust an appointed body that's not accountable to anyone that wasn't elected.
Nielsen has tried to convince lawmakers to go this route since he took office in 2011. His passion for the issue began in 1997 when his father, then GOP State Senator Howard Nielsen, ran a near identical bill. That year, Senate Bill 40 passed both houses of the state legislature, only to be vetoed by then-Republican Governor Mike Leavitt. Since that time, Nielsen says GOP lawmakers, namely, have set out to put a D or an R before a candidate's name as a prerequisite to changing the status quo.
While there's a great majority that would like to get rid of the nominating committee, it's fractured between the group that wants it to stay nonpartisan and the group that wants it to be partisan.
Nielsen says he hopes many of his GOP colleagues will see that partisan state school board elections would be more harmful than a nonpartisan approach. But that may still be a hard sell for some lawmakers who say a partisan election would ensure only highly qualified candidates are selected because they've gone through Utah's caucus and convention system. Nielsen announced recently that he will not run for re-election this year. Whitney Evans, KUER News.